We have had it confirmed that it has been a hoax device. That doesn't take away from the fact that people were intent in going out and causing major disruption to businesses and to B&Bs and residential properties as well. But again, this is almost two different tales within a city. One end of the city was welcoming the Christmas festivities, switching on the Christmas lights. And of course, at the other end of the city, individuals took upon themselves to leave a device, a suspicious device, very close to the PSNI station on the Strand Road.
As you've said, it is confirmed it's a hoax, but the alert is ongoing. We take it that the diversions will be lifted shortly. Residents will be allowed back to their homes. What's the timescale for that, as you understand it?
Well, we believe in the next couple of hours. Again, it's going to cause some disruption. There are a number of B&Bs close to the perimeter of the police station. They have been closed now for some time. Tourists came back to their accommodation last night and couldn't get in. And of course, this morning, there's a number of businesses looking to open their premises and can't get in either. So there is significant disruption in the area, but we do hope that it is going to be cleared over the next couple of hours. And that's just to allow for daylight and to allow the PSNA officers to complete their investigations.